Estás listo para llegar a la meta. Este se dice el papel de mi bolsa de mi té. Buena frase. Buen té. God, yes. Dios. God. What is God? What does God mean to me? What does the word refer to? Belief. What do you believe in? Faith. What does it mean? What do you believe? Why do we believe? I listened to another podcast with Russell Brand. I will talk about him or what I think about him in another episode. I really appreciate him and respect him for his change in life and his opinions, what he puts out into the world, you know, what he shares with the world, his thoughts, ideas, and his podcast or his videos where he talks about life, about religion, politics, environment, the universe, to be. I listened to a podcast where he was a guest and he was also talking about God and faith, belief. And as I was thinking about the podcast and thinking about what I heard and what I think about it myself, because he was talking about God means to him. And then I was like, yeah, what does God mean to me? Like, what does this word refer to? Does it mean, some people might say, an old man with a beard and long hair sitting in the clouds, or looking something like Santa Claus? Is it a person at all? Is it some young guy, older guy? Is it a woman? What kind of skin color does he have? Is this really important? There's so many perceptions, and then it's only one, maybe one religion. And then you have different religions, right? We have Christianity, we have Islam, we have Buddhism, Hinduism. So many different beliefs and faith, right, in this world. What I know now, this very moment of, different, you know, kind of beliefs in nature, in animals, in plants, in the solar system, sun, moon, and stars, and people believe and have faith in sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and party, and or family, or so many different things in this world, right, where people believe in or people love and have interest in and are passionate about. We talk about God. Now, my opinion about this is so different from the opinion I had a couple of years ago, or when I was younger, or when I was a child. Yeah, going back to that now, because when I was raised really Christian, you know, in a Christian family, Christian faith, you know, Protestants. Also, I attended a lot of kids and youth camps, went out into nature, played games, and yeah, talked about God and the Christian belief and interacted, had fun. It was a lot more like a vacation with, you know, influenced by the Christian faith. And it was quite interesting. And I attended a lot of those and, you know, around my family and relatives, a lot of Christians. I grew up in a neighborhood with a lot of other religions, and it was a multicultural neighborhood with a lot of different beliefs. And as kids, we didn't care. We just had fun. Of course, there were problems sometimes when we got older due to, you know, differences in cultures. And at that time, I didn't realize it, you know, that we're all different. And of course, there's not always fun and love and interacting with each other in a good way. There's also, you know, problematic times and times where it can get a little bit crazy, maybe, and a little bit hard and tough. And also other times again, and it depends on the person. And we're all so different, but in the end, we're all connected. most of the times, 99% of the times, I had so much fun and it was great. International families, different cultures. And for me, I mean, I didn't see it as that. I just saw it as, you know, this is different. This is interesting. I want to know more about it. And that was it. And when I got older and older, I realized more about the world, you know, what's going on, and had my way and my way of thinking about it in a really open and fun and loving way, exploring way to explore everything that's out there, you know, religion, possibilities, cultures, everything. On the religion part, when I got older, it got less and less and less. It was more like, yeah, the fun, life-loving way, which is also good, sure. However, and I will come back to that later, belief, spirituality, religion, what does it define? And is it good for us? Is it necessary? Does it belong to the body, mind, and soul connection? Well, that's the question. And at that time, you know, when I was like a teenager and young adult, I didn't care about that. I still had my family, my relatives, and some friends, you know, with a Christian belief, really thoughtful and really engaging Christians in a good way, and my parents and so on. But yeah, I didn't care. I didn't care at that time. You know, I was raised until the age of, you know, like 12 and 13. I was really involved in faith and everything, more like on the fun-loving side as I was a kid and so on. But also, you know, I had a lot of input, a lot of input. And it came back to me, well, let's say like 4 or 5 years ago, when I started picking it up again, reading the Bible or going to church sometimes, talking more about other religions with other people, with friends of mine, talking about, you know, Islam, talking about Buddhism, Hinduism, and other beliefs. There's also, like, from the big religions, there's so many roots. It spreads out so widely in different kinds of forms and ways and shapes. And then, on the other hand, it's not only the big religions I found out. Taoism, for example, or Stoicism is not an official religion, right? But it's something, you know, you live your life by and you believe in. You think it's right for you, it's good for you, and that's why you practice those elements presented in those forms of beliefs and forms of life. For me, I discovered a whole new world, actually. There's billions of Christians and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus, but that's the thing. I thought about, when I was younger, I thought like, okay, there's, let's say, 1 billion Christians and 1 billion Muslims. For example, that's just those two examples. Who or how many of those are really practicing the faith, Islam? Or how many of the Christians are really practicing the belief, you know, the faith? How many people who are so-called in their passport or in some kind of paper or form, Christian, Muslim? Yeah. How many are called that, but how many practice this? How many interact with God and their belief? Or what do they believe? And, you know, I talked about that earlier. So right now the question is, what is God? And who is God? It's interconnected, I think. It's so interconnected, intertwined in those other questions. And I want to dig deeper on the thought of who is God? Because when I was young, I was like, yeah, this is the Christian God, that's the only God. And that's the thing with religions. It can be good or bad. I mean, that's the only way, the only truth, you know, there's no other truth, for example. That's the only God, and all other gods are false. And what I really liked about that idea, or like about that idea now, when I think about it, you know, like there's the belief in so many gods are out there. So many gods are out there. Some people believe money is their god. And that's what I found out. When I was younger, I thought there's only the God, the Christian God, the only one in heaven, and there's hell. Only the belief and the faith in the Christian God. And then I found out, wow, there's other beliefs. There's Muslims. You know, it's somehow connected. They believe something different. And then there is people. And then later I found out, wait, what's this? What is Hinduism? What is that? the more I found out, the more I found out about the diversity, how diverse the world really is. And I love that word, and I probably use it a lot of times. And yeah, that's what I think it is. Diverse. I never thought it's bad. I mean, I received a lot of input, external input, external sources came and put ideas and thoughts and things in my head that this is kind of bad. No, this is wrong. And different skin color, different religion. No, this is not good. And you know, and I never felt that way. I was raised in a quite open family, quite open. The more I was raised, so-called, by the streets, yeah, in my neighborhood, and the way I grew up, you know, outside of my house, outside of my family, the people in school, the people in kindergarten and elementary school and so on and so on, but also the people in life around school and family outside of the house, when we played outside on the streets or when we were, you know, in the park and so on. People living in my neighborhood, that's where I mostly spent my time when I was really young, was so international. We had people from all over Europe, you know, from Italy, from Spain, from all over the world, you know, from Sri Lanka, from big and huge continents, Africa, you know, people from Ghana, for example, and Somalia, and there were Russians and people from Iraq, Iran, Arabia, from Turkey, a lot of Turkish people. And yeah, still one of my favorite foods. Just a quick side note, the doner kebab. Yes. And oh, yes. Oh, haven't had that in a long time. I could go for one right now. Yeah, little side note. Totally international, totally multicultural, and yeah, so many different religions, beliefs, and faith. And as a kid and young teenager, I never thought about like how I think about it right now or what the media thinks about or whoever, like people. Media is people, right? It's not AI completely yet, right? So it's still people. People believe. People believe differently. People are diverse. People are so unique. And there's, of course, and that's what I referred to probably earlier as well, but I will come up with it again. How interconnected and intertwined the world is right now. How totally connected the world, but how deeply, how fast, and how profound we are connected. And by profound, I not only mean the profound in a good way, only also on the other side. I mean, that's it, what I talk about, you know, the two sides. The two sides. Because when you think about it, within seconds, you can get news from all over the world, and you're connected, for example, on Instagram, just an example, or Facebook, one of those. You know, any other social media platform, I just named two examples. Let's say you want to connect with somebody from China. You can do that within a couple of seconds, or from Iraq, or from Colombia, or from Canada. Name one country you want. Japan. Just some countries that, you know, are really often in my mind, so that's why I came up with them. Yeah, you can do that within seconds, and it's no problem. And just think about it. I mean, you were not there probably, but like a couple of hundred years ago, even like 60, 70, 80 years was a totally different case, right? The world was not so connected, and we're in a smaller space, in a smaller scale, more family, more, you know, your neighborhood, your city maybe, yes. And then it expanded and expanded more and more. Early on, from tribes and more and villages and so on, and bigger and bigger. And now we have millions and millions of people living in big cities and huge regions closely together. And the internet made it possible for us to connect with nearly everybody on Earth. Nearly. There's still people without the internet. However, most of the people are so connected right now. It can be good. I definitely, there's so many good sides to it. Like, traveling to another country made it possible, you know, to interact with people. And also the internet made it possible to connect with people from different religions, different parts of the world, different cultures. And for me, it's part of the world, part of one world of the universe. We are unique. We are unanimous. We individuals, but so connected in one world. I don't see the borders, you know, when people were raising borders and frontiers, you know, countries, continents, tribes. I mean, it's not the modern day thing. So there used to be tribes fighting against each other and different, you know, ways of living, connected sometimes, but sometimes clashed, and one culture overtook the other culture. All those things have been going on for, as far as I know, history forever, right? Since the beginning of time, as far as I can tell from what I've read, heard, listened to, talked about, etc., etc., and different beliefs, probably as well. When you dig deeper into those topics, and then coming back to the question, who is God? Who is God? In my opinion, God can be everything. Like the term God, you know, can be used in religion. And it is used in religion because they use it also. There is false gods. But what are the false gods? False in someone's opinion. Or other gods, you know, any god can be, you know, also like an addiction, you know, and that's the thing. It's so intertwined. That's why I always like to talk about now about the balance on equilibrio in Espanol. And a balance. And a balance, a balance in life. A balance in life between all aspects. Because even a faith can be extreme, right? You can be extremely faithful, trying to force your faith onto others, right? There's people like that. And there's also other people talking about religion or their belief or their faith in a way, in a respectful way. Hey, this is my opinion, my belief, my faith. I think personally this is right, and this is what I go by or live by. What do you think about it? And this is right and you're wrong. But you're saying, hey, what do you think about it? How do you think about it? And what do you believe? What is your faith? Right? Engaging in an exchange, in a conversation, in communication about it. And then finding out what is your God, because in the end, God can be everything, in my opinion. What do I really think now? Yeah, what do I think now as I sit here and think about what is God now? To be or not to be? Continued. That's the question.